Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is Tuesday, August 8th, and here's a look around the Jags organization. The Jags finished their second day of work in Foxborough this afternoon ahead of Thursday night's preseason opener against the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. And there's plenty to get to today, including a wrap of the last week around the Jags and a look at the first 2 days of practice here in New England. We'll hear from head coach Doug Marrone and executive vice president of football operations Tom Coughlin here on the ground in New England. Also, fourth-year receiver Marquise Lee is off to a good start in camp, and we caught up with him Monday after practice. Also, the first week of the preseason means the first week of game broadcast for Jags media. You'll hear from radio play-by-play man Frank Frangie and new TV play-by-play man Brian Sexton, who's returning to the booth for the first time in a little while. But first, a look at the week that was. Starting with last week and five consecutive padded practices, the coaching staff would have liked a little hotter weather to really test the players the second week of camp, but they still got plenty of work in. And all of the work, the regimen in the meeting rooms and long hours, well, it doesn't seem to be phasing first-round draft pick Leonard Fournette, who exuded confidence after Tuesday's practice.
It's just the same. I mean, a lot of guys is a lot smarter. So you have to go home, you have to study. You have to know everything you're doing. You have to know your plays. You have to know everything. Don't go out there like a chicken with your head cut off, because you're going to get somebody hurt or you're going to get yourself hurt.
The rookie seemed to have a presence about him, and so far he has backed it up. Let's see it in some games, and then we'll start doing that on Thursday night. Miles Jack, Jaguars middle linebacker, also spoke Tuesday, and the second-year player's transition to the middle continues.
Trying to be where I'm supposed to be, you know, talking everything out, just making sure everybody's lined up. And main thing is run fits for me, kind of when pads come on, is just being where I'm supposed to be, being in my fit, making sure guys and make sure I'm in my gap, you know what I mean, and, you know, reading all pullers. So it's definitely crucial for me to get those reps, and it's been very beneficial.
Thursday's practice was a physical 2.5 hours, including live tackle to the ground work at the goal line for the first time. And the highlight of the day featured Leonard Fournette capping off the drill, leaping over the pile for a touchdown at one point. Your first-round pick flying through the air during training camp might not seem ideal, but for Doug Marrone, just get in the end zone.
You know, I've been around a couple of players that have that unique ability. I think that, you know, there's a lot of technique that goes into that. There's a lot that goes on, you know, with guys that want to take it over the top. So I'm just going to evaluate it. We're going to get a chance to do some goal line up, in these joint practices. So I'm just going to keep evaluating it. And it's a situation where, you know, if he can do it at like a success rate of some people in this league that have done it, you know, by jumping over, you know, then obviously it'll help us. If he does both, if he's picking and choosing, but it's something that we'll talk about, obviously, to make sure that A, score, 2, secure the ball, you know, and that's really what I'm looking for. You're gonna get hit down there, whether you, you know, high, low, whatever it may be. And there's no holes in goal line.
That's what Tom Coughlin told Fournette on the phone on draft night as well. He's here to get in the end zone and score touchdowns. And last week culminated with a Florida Blue family night practice inside Everbank Field. Over 20,000 watched the Jags go through plenty of 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 work. And Fournette flashed again with his open field speed. Allen Robinson looked good with a few big catches. He's had a really good training camp so far. And you can tell he's focused entering his fourth year, a contract year, at a time when the team and his camp have had early discussions of an extension. We might be a little bit away from all of that, but from A-Rob's perspective, it's not a bad thing to have a great training camp. As for the practice overall, it capped off a week that nearly made the head coach smile. Imagine that.
You hardly ever see me smile in your... You hardly ever see me happy, but I thought it was a good week. You know, obviously it's a start. I still think we have a ways to go, and I think that we got to continue to keep working this way to become a more physical football team.
On Sunday, the Jags returned to the practice field, but after the workout, they loaded up, hopped on the charter flight to Boston, and arrived at the team hotel in Norwood, Massachusetts, about a 10-minute drive from Foxborough to start the week against the Patriots. Finally, some work against another football team. And joint practices have become a trend in the NFL. The Jags host the Bucs next week, in fact, back home. And the Patriots have 2 more joint practices after this, here in Foxborough, next week in West Virginia, actually, and then back here in Foxborough in week 3. For NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock, they're successful if they're organized correctly.
I don't know why you wouldn't do it. And I think the only downside of the whole thing is if the two head coaches aren't on the same page, it can get ugly. And you get a lot of skirmishes and brawls and nothing gets done. But if the two head coaches format the thing together, they're on the same page as far as intensity, it's the best workout you're going to get. Now, the whole key for Jacksonville and New England is you're going to go in and watch, they're going to watch the film, and it'll be better intensity than they've had for the last week, different looks for the starters. And the great thing is the quarterbacks get to work without fear of getting hurt, but you're getting all new looks for these quarterbacks.
The teams worked together Monday for the first time, doing individual drills on separate fields, but coming together for one-on-one pass rush, 7-on-7, and 11-on-11 teamwork. And yes, you probably saw on Twitter and in reporting from Monday, Tom Brady is still Tom Brady. He had a 55-yard deep ball. The Jags were called for offside. Belichick took the penalty to back it up and play some more. Well, Brady didn't like that. The next play, a 50-yard pass on the button in the end zone for a touchdown. That's next-level stuff from number 12 wearing red. Now, for cornerback A.J. Boye, it's a familiar foe. The Texans' last playoffs met the Patriots. They lost to the Patriots, of course. There are some similarities, he said, to what he saw last year in the postseason.
With the motions, the formation indicators about they're going to try to see if we're in man or zone, and what they expect out of that, especially with their personnel, when certain players line up here and there, what they expect with that. So it was a good day today. Like I said, we left plays out there, but we'll learn from them and come back better tomorrow.
For Blake Bortles, who spoke Tuesday afternoon, seeing a different look on defense has been a welcome challenge this week.
Definitely nice to get out of the heat in Florida and come up here and practice in this. Pretty sweet. And I think it's good to go against somebody else, go play against somebody else. I think this whole thing was about us. The Patriots just happened to be the team we were going against and where we were going. You know, obviously it's cool to go practice against the defending world champions. But it was about, what can we do? How do we react in the situation? And how can we continue to get better?
Finally, on Tuesday afternoon, Executive Vice President of Football Operations Tom Coughlin held an availability on the practice field in Foxborough and addressed the reports that Brandon Albert wants to return to football.
How surprised were you that he retired in the first place and then wanted to come back?
Reserve retired. That's it. That's all I have to say about it. There's nothing really to say. Reserve retired.
Now let's hear from a guy who's been one of the highlights of camp so far, and that's wide receiver Marquise Lee. And on Monday, he put Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler on his backside in 7-on-7 work, and he's flashed throughout the first 2 weeks of work. And after practice Monday, Marquise had plenty to say about camp so far and how he can improve in 2017.
It's going well. I'm just trying to improve on the things I need to improve on as far as releases and things like that. Make sure my routes is up to par and make sure I know all my assignments by the time it's game one.
I know last season for you, the challenge was to stay on the field, stay available. You did that, and you played well when you were out there. So what's the next step for you this season?
Just to improve, just on my game for the most part. Last year came to a lot of little situations where I had little mental errors here and there, and that's the thing I'm trying to eliminate. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go to a game and finish the whole game without a middle error or without a drop, things like that. So I'm just trying to stay focused on my technique and just everything I need to do just to be who I need to be.
Is it hard to do? Is it hard to focus, or have you learned how to do that over the last few years?
No, it's pretty easy to focus, honestly. The main thing that you stress about at the beginning is just the playbook. Us coming back in, we had a new playbook and things like that as far as new things to understand. So that's the main thing I was focused on. But once I got that down pack, now I can really focus on my technique and really focus on the defender and trying to beat him.
Marquise Lee with us. How different is the camp environment this year as opposed to years past? Not to say anything derogatory about the past, but this is a new regime and it's a new feel around the building.
Yeah, Coach Doug's got a different motto. Not saying Coach Gus' motto was anything different. They both had different mottos, but they both was legit. Coach Doug is more about just conditioning. And that's one thing that we focus on throughout the, being back in Jacksonville is running to make sure when it comes to game one, game two, or even when it comes to that game 12, when people getting tired and bodies getting restless, we should be up to par and ready to go.
From your perspective, how has the quarterback played so far in camp?
Blake's been doing good. Some things that he can improve on and things like that as far as, reading defenses, as far as some things as far as some things he need to work on. But, overall, honestly, for me, since day one until today, I say much improvement compared to some of the issues that he had over the last couple of years. And he's still improving. That's one thing that's good to come out and practice against the Patriots as far as this time is give Blake the opportunity to work on the things he need to work on and us work on the things we need to turn to get on the same page. And that's exactly what we're doing.
That's the perfect segue to the final question, the practice against the Patriots. You could be a broadcaster, Marquise. First day out here today. We're speaking with you on Monday. That is a good, different look for this football team.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with going against your defense, but that gets old after a while, you know what I'm saying? So having the opportunity to come out during camp and play against some different techniques, just different people in general, it help your game out as far as getting ready for the season. You know, the Patriots won the Super Bowl last year for sure. And overall, they're just a good offense, a good defensive team. So at the end of the day, we knew we was going to get work coming out here, so it was great to come.
Now to the broadcast side. Thursday night is the first game broadcast, and radio play-by-play man Frank Franzi enters his third season in the booth. And the first game is a big one for the crew to get back into it after a long offseason.
It's been a fun offseason, JP, because it's been a different offseason. So we've had to learn a lot about what will be different, what will change, and we've always had to practice day-to-day. Oh, I can't wait. I think Lagerman and Maselli are as good as it gets as analysts go. I love working with those guys. They're nuts, but they're really good at the job, and I love hanging out with them. Blue does a good job on the side. I love this. It's one of the most fun things I've done in my career, and I can't wait to start, and this gets you all excited, and watching the Patriots and watching the Jags, so I can't wait. You know, we're watching Babe Ruth here. We're watching Jordan. That's pretty cool here. So I've enjoyed every bit of this, and you know what? And I think the Jaguars have good players now. They have more good players on that roster than they've had since I've been doing the games, and since before that probably. And that's exciting. We haven't even seen Jalen this year. We haven't even seen Calais Campbell very much this year. There's more good players on that roster, so yeah, it's real exciting. I can't wait to start. I can't wait till Thursday night.
On the television side, Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton returns to the broadcast booth. He spent the first 19 seasons as the radio play-by-play broadcaster for the Jags, but he'll have the call on TV for three of the four preseason games this year. As you would expect, and as I know from sitting beside him every day, he is fired up.
I am. You've done play-by-play. You're a play-by-play guy. It's what I am. Senior correspondent is great. I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy sitting next to you. I enjoy the Jaguars.com experience and all of that, but the chance to get back in the booth and the adrenaline that comes from telling the story. Really, that's what we are. We're storytellers. And the ability to tell the story. And in a preseason game, it's all stories. Well, I didn't sleep much last night. I spent most of the time reading. And I'll be way more prepared than I need to be. But I haven't done this in a couple of years, so I'm excited to get back in the booth.
Is it going to be like riding a bike? You'll pick it right back up?
Well, from the mechanics of it, I think so. I don't know if you've done much TV, but the TV side of play-by-play is completely – it's so different for a guy like you and me, where in the radio booth, we're driving the boat. I mean, we are painting the picture, and the color guy's kind of filling it in. I did some games in Europe, and it took me a little while to get into the not having to describe every little grain of salt that's there and letting Mark Brunell do more of the work. And as long as Brunell's willing to do the work, I'm willing to let him do it. I did a game with Andre Reed, his first game on TV. And we had a great conversation with Dwayne Painter, who was the offensive coordinator for Frankfurt the night before the game. He laid it all out for us. I mean, let it all hang out. So the next day, he got a play that they said they were going to do, and if they hit it, it was going to be a big day for them. And I laid it all out, and Andre, I put the ball on the tee, and all he had to do was swing, right? And he said, Brian, you'd be right about that. And I thought, uh-oh, I am going to have to really work hard today. So as long as Mark is ready, I'll let him do most of the work. But from a down and distance, time left, score, well, I mean, those things are you and I have those inbred in us. It's just what we do.
And to start off, you get to come, you know, the Jaguars' excitement is here because of the new regime and all this stuff going on. But then you get to see the world champs, maybe not the full team on the field Thursday.
I would love to be able to see Tom Brady on the field just for a series. I mean, because watching him here, and he's in front of us right now, and I've been standing here since we've been up here. Every little thing that he does, every rep, every drill, every stretch, everything is perfect. He's 40. He's won more Super Bowls and is arguably the greatest of all time, and yet he doesn't practice like it, which I think is a lesson for all of us, whether you're a play-by-play guy or whether you're a quarterback. And so I would love to see him for a series or two. But you know what? I don't care if you're the quarterback. I'm just glad to be back doing play-by-play, which I love so much.
We're all looking forward to game night on Thursday night. It's preseason week one. Thursday night, a 7:30 kickoff at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, as the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots host the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars radio coverage starts at 4:30 with the Public's Tailgate Show on 1010XL Radio. And then Jaguars radio network coverage starts with Countdown to Kickoff at 6:30 up until game time. And a little something different this week. We'll leave you with the Sounds of Camp, a feature last week on Jaguars.com. We'll talk to you next week on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.
That's good, yeah. Good. There you go, Malik Jackson.
Oh, good.
Sit it. Let's do it.